There are wildfires in Pennsylvania. They hardly compare to the massive blazes that burn out west each summer. But several hundred smaller fires occur across the state each spring. To better detect them, conservation officials have gone old school. They've just built 16 new lookout towers. As part of State Impact Pennsylvania's ongoing coverage of climate change, Amy Sisk takes you to the Mishannon Forest District.
I'm riding shotgun with three guys from the district through the Pennsylvania wilds. We're taking back roads, swerving around potholes until we come to a fork. John Hecker manages this forest for the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources.
That's the road we'll go to the new tower.
Yep.
And the old tower is just right up here.
These towers are 2 miles apart. Though they function almost identically, the first one we visit can be rickety in the wind. It's 98 years old. Its four iron legs are cemented into the grassy hilltop.
One over there is cracked, but we have three good ones.
That's Larry Bickle. He's a forest fire warden who retired from the Mishannon District 2 years ago. He spent a lot of time staffing the tower we're about to climb.
Do you mind heights, by the way?
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
60 feet up, we open a wooden hatch to a small room. The view is spectacular. So is the wind. Bickle is at home here.
This is a soul-searching thing. It's not for everybody. I've solved a lot of problems in my life up in this tower.
DCNR built many towers in the 1920s and 30s. Hecker says the state's landscape changed drastically back then.
At the turn of the century, this whole area would have been clear-cut.
The lumber was used to build a growing nation, and massive fires tore through what was left behind. Today, the area is again covered in trees. Joe Pulaski is the fire forester for Mishannon, and he points out that most branches are still pretty bare this time of year.
You can see how, like, the clouds have broken here and the sunlight's coming down, and all the trees don't have leaves on them yet, so you can see how everything would dry out.
By late May, tree leaves will block the sun from reaching the brush underneath, so the ground stays wet after it rains, preventing fires from starting. This is the first fire season for the 16 new towers built in Pennsylvania last year. Gary Weber in Idaho with the Forest Fire Lookout Association was surprised by the project.
First reaction is, really? We'll believe it when we see it.
Over the past few decades, he's seen many states end their lookout programs.
Nationwide, we figure there were somewhere over 9,000 lookout structures built along the way, and probably somewhere a little over 2,500 actually left standing, but a lot of those are just abandoned.
He estimates 500 are still staffed as states turn to other methods of fire detection like planes, cameras, and citizen reports from cell phones. Mike Kern heads DCNR's Division of Forest Fire Protection. He says most of Pennsylvania's new lookouts replaced aging ones at the same location. The agency staffs about 24 towers on warm, dry, windy days in the spring.
There are a lot of places that if people see smoke, they'll get 10 calls to the 911 center. There's other places in north central PA especially that, you know, nobody might see a fire for a couple hours.
Even if someone wanted to report a fire, they'd have a hard time finding cell service out here. That's one of the reasons why five of the new towers are in the Mishannon Forest District. Hecker says the alternative is paying upwards of $1,000 per hour for a plane to search for fires.
Our towers always spot the smoke quicker because just a little tiny column of smoke comes up. They're looking at that against the blue of the horizon and they can spot that.
Humans cause most of the state's wildfires, which tend to be pretty small. Yet in 2016, more than 8,000 acres burned in the Poconos. Kern says the $4 million plus price tag for the new towers is worth it if it means catching fires early.
If we have, you know, one big fire, we could spend $1 million or $2 million to put it out. Look at it that way, you can recoup the cost of a tower pretty easily if you can prevent those fires from getting large.
The Mishannon District is no longer using that 98-year-old tower now that a new one has gone up on Chestnut Ridge nearby, with a clearer view to the north. Bickle, who spent much of his career in the old towers, is blown away when he walks in for the first time.
This is much better. You can get a little idea where the valleys are, where the rivers are. You know, I can see where the river flows the whole way through. There's the power plant.
He grabs a pair of binoculars and starts scanning for smoke. Next to him is a round table with a map of the surrounding area. It has a metal bar that spins, with screws sticking up from both ends. When there's a fire, Bickel would line up the screws with the smoke, then call it in. He demonstrates.
Yeah, Clearfield, I'm spotting the smoke. You ready to copy?
Copy, go ahead.
Okay, Clearfield, I'm seeing the smoke at 236 degrees at approximately 7 miles.
Back in the Forest District office, one of the dispatchers, like Kay Robison, gets to work.
And if there is another tower that might be able to see the fire, then we contact them to see if there's anything that they're seeing, any smoke, to kind of cross the hairs to stop the fire quicker.
She can then triangulate its location to direct firefighters on the ground to the flames. She'll dispatch Forest District employees, but DCNR also works with a lot of volunteer fire departments, and sometimes they're closer to the action and can get there first. Bickel recalls one day 5 years ago.
Talked to the tower operator, you know, he said, smoke there, smoke there, smoke there, smoke there, smoke there.
11 fires broke out.
So I was asking State Parks Rangers to chase smoke for me.
This year is much calmer thanks to abundant rain. Meshannon's only staffed its new towers a few days. Statewide, just 500 acres have burned, compared to the usual 3,000 by the start of May. A DCNR report suggests climate change could result in more wildfires, though that hasn't happened so far. Regardless, the new towers will be here for years to come. Their spotters signing off after a long day's work watching the forest.
Clearfield Chestnut Ridge Tower out of service.
Copy that.
Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.